From Everbank Field in Jacksonville, this is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
And welcome inside the HananiahAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. This is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with you. John Osier coming up. Plenty to get to today. Jaguars this week. Denard Robinson will be our special guest, Jaguars running back. Training camp coming up right around the corner, and we'll get to some dead zone news. But the dead zone, not quite so dead anymore, about a week before camps and players start reporting in the National Football League. Some have already. You can get in on the show at JP Shadrick, at John Osier, at Jaguars as well. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Hi, John. Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Well, I appreciate it, JP.
It was your 33rd birthday yesterday.
I am 33 again, and it is awesome. It is awesome.
Good for you. Good to have you back today. And after a birthday night, I know it was a raucous night, probably. Right?
Yeah, Netflix is crazy. Just crazy. So, and all kidding aside, you're starting to get that feeling, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
NFL training camp, I always say, look, don't wish the off season away. There's plenty of time for it. But I'm getting geared up. I'm just about ready.
You know,
it'll be good.
We were just up at lunch a while ago, and you can just feel a little bit more energy in the building. A lot more people around in the building this week.
Well, and it really picks up next week. The quarterbacks report on Monday, and that's gotten to the point where maybe 15 years ago, that would be dead time, and you wouldn't really talk to anybody until maybe Thursday or Friday. Sounds like we'll talk to the quarterback, who is Blake Bortles, by the way.
You might have heard of him.
As a teaser. Sounds like might have a chance to talk to him Monday. Things really get going next week, and it's upon us.
It is here. Ready or not, here we go. Monday, the quarterbacks, rookies, and injured players report, and then Thursday, all the rest of the veterans report to Everbank Field. Friday, on the field. So we're just over a week away from actual training camp practice.
After being outside today, JP, boy, am I looking forward to being on the field.
That's right.
Speaking of awesome, that'll be cool.
That'll be nice and cold.
It's been a hot summer. It'll be brutally hot next week, but that's fine.
Let's start off. We'll get to Denard Robinson coming up. He'll join us in studio. But that position group is one of the real battles, I think, coming up in camp. You wrote about it earlier. There's a lot of battles to watch, of course, offensive line, defensive backs. But running back's right up there with T.J. Yeldon now, the draft pick in, and Gerhardt coming back. Denard Robinson was the leading rusher last year. Bernard Pierce is around now. Storm Johnson's. Names go on and on and on.
Well, and it's tough. When writing about the position battle there, usually you're talking about a position battle between a starter and a backup. I think T.J. Yeldon will wind up being the starter very, very early, if not week one. Obviously, he's the guy they drafted. But all of a sudden, the addition of T.J. Yeldon makes what was an okay group last year at times potentially a very deep group. All of a sudden, you've got a situation where Toby Gerhardt has a specific role that perhaps with that specific role, he excels very much at those specific things he's asked to do. Same with Denard Robinson, and then you've got depth with Bernard Pierce and Storm Johnson, both of whom played. Pierce didn't play for the Jaguars, but Johnson played for the Jags. Pierce has experience. All of a sudden, you have a situation where during training camp and during the preseason, it's going to be interesting to watch the third and fourth quarters, the second quarter after the starters are out, and see if the dynamics 1 through 5 that we all think is sort of the case now. In preseason, once things get going, all of a sudden those kind of dynamics can change. Will that be the case at running back? That's one of the more interesting positions to watch as the season gets, or as the preseason starts.
Right, and you find out a lot more because the offensive line actually has to start playing too. They can't just run out there like they could in the off season. When the pads go on, guess what? It's full contact for those guys too.
But you felt limited at times with running back last year. With Gerhardt was hurt a lot. And then you had Denard, who's very much a speed guy, but there were certain things he couldn't do, certain things Gerhardt couldn't do. Now, all of a sudden, you've got five guys, a lot of different skills, and it looks like TJ can be that bell cow, every down guy that you want, and that makes it's the depth of this position and how those roles will play out that, to me, is very, very interesting about this running back spot.
Tough for a rookie to be a bell cow, every down back starter type?
Not if he's good. I mean, in this league, that position, he's got to know how to pick up blocks. He's got to block, but history shows that a running back can come in, and if you're going to be a good high-level running back in this league, usually it doesn't take too long if you're given the opportunity. And usually you can tell right away. Now, there are exceptions to that, but I've always believed, and most people in the NFL believe, it is a position where you can come in and play at a high level significantly earlier than most.
And I read today, speaking of early running backs taken, that Gurley's going to start the year on the non-football injury list, right?
I hadn't read that. If you read it, that's the case. Yeah. So, I mean, you thought that might be the case.
Which they said they knew that. That was the plan when they drafted Gurley. Also,
right. I hadn't seen that, but that's not a total shock.
Let's get to some dead zone news. Denard Robinson coming up. Actually, he'll jump in here right now. Of course, training camp coming up next week. Free tickets. You'll have 10 practices open to the public this training camp starting Friday, July 31st. That includes the Monday, August 3rd practice at Mandarin High School under the lights and the scrimmage at Everbank Field Saturday, August 5th. You must register for a free ticket, jaguars.com/training camp events. Denard Robinson is with us now, Jaguars running back here on Jaguars.com Live. Good to see you, D-Rob. How are you, man?
It's always good to see you guys, man. Yeah. I'm doing great. Can't complain.
Thank you for coming in today, and it's here, right? I mean, it's right around the corner. You can feel it, right?
Oh, yeah, I can feel the energy. I mean, I can tell that it's time to get going, and, you know, it's a lot of hype around this season right now, and I mean, you know, it's my third year, going to my third year, and I can see the team bonding and getting going.
Let's start with some housekeeping. Last year, there was a lot of talk about you wanting to get bigger, a lot of talk about where you wanted to be physically entering camp. Are you the same physically as you were coming in last year? Was there anything you wanted to do in that area this off season compared to last?
I want to get a little stronger than I was last year, and I always want to get a little better than I was last year. So I think I took some steps in the right direction with blocking and, you know, catching the ball and being able to run routes out of the backfield.
But you're the same weight you were coming in pretty much. I mean, so this is what you are now. This is who Denard Robinson is.
It's tough to keep the weight on, but, yeah, that's what I am. I keep the weight on, and I'm carrying it pretty well.
Gotcha.
29 games, 9 starts. You've seen action at quarterback, wide receiver, running back, and on special teams, and that leads us into our first social media question from Instagram, Eduardo Sobieraski. I guess I got that name wrong. This is Hello from Brazil. What do you think your role will be for the team this year as a whole? What do you see yourself doing this year?
Just being a playmaker. I see myself being a playmaker, but first I got to start being a running back. I want to be the best running back I could possibly be. And, you know, I got to have that mindset. I want to be the starter, and that's the mindset I'm going in with.
We were talking about this a little while ago, that a lot of people feel that the running back room is set up already. The TJ's going to start, and it's Gerhardt, and it's you and Rolls. That's, you don't see that at all.
No, I mean, if anybody in that running back room going to feel like they should be the starter. And if you don't, I don't think you should be in the NFL. So that's how I look at it. I feel like I got to come in that mindset with I'm going to be a starter.
And you proved yourself last year, I would assume you proved yourself, that given the opportunity, you can do all of the running back things that are necessary to be a high-level guy in this league. You had a lot of success, especially for a 3 or 4 week period.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I had, you know, we had a lot of success running the ball, and I had a lot of success running the ball within those 3 weeks. And I feel like I could do that. I could continue to do that week in, week out. But I just got to focus on doing that in camp and showing guys that I could do that. You know, going out there and playing and being the best I could be in camp.
Does returning come into play for you at all this year?
If coach asked me to do that, you know, I've been doing that throughout the spring camps and everything. So that felt good doing that, catching the ball and just, you know, running the ball a little bit. So it's like having that vision playing running back anyways.
I'm sorry, John, to interrupt you. That was one of the things that, at least your first year, that they gave you a lot of different things to at least start out working on, and then they had to pare that down a little bit. You feel like you might be ready to expand out if you need to, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely, definitely. When they ask me to do anything, I feel like I'd be ready for it. And, you know, just this offseason, I'm trying to make the most of it right now and finish strong. And then next week, it's time to go.
How long ago does that seem, Denard? Meaning your rookie year, and you're out there on the field, you had the hand that you didn't talk about a whole lot, and it had to have been a little bit overwhelming. You're dealing with something here. You're dealing with trying to figure out what this league's all about. And now 2 years later, you're a veteran, and you have to feel much more comfortable and just like a different person than you did 2 years ago.
You know,
I guess it's 2 years, right?
Yeah, it's like night and day. I think, you know, before it was tough. I mean, my rookie year, it was going everywhere. My head was spinning. I didn't know what position I was playing. I couldn't catch the ball how I wanted to because of my hand. And I never use an excuse as a, you know, use my hand as an excuse because I feel like if I'm out there, I shouldn't have an excuse, mm-hmm. you know. So that was a big thing for me. I never use it as an excuse. And I'm going to go out there and have fun with it. And now, you know, 2 years later, I feel more confident than I ever felt before at running back because that's my third year playing running back now, you know. So going from my whole life playing quarterback to now, right. it's a big difference.
That wasn't a bad excuse, though.
but hey, I feel like
you're
going
to have one. You could have used that one.
Yeah, but yeah. If you go out there, you shouldn't have an excuse. Right. You shouldn't have an excuse. That's how I look at it. I don't want to have an excuse at all for anything I do in life.
Let's go back to social media. What's your handle, by the way, on your Twitter guy, right?
DenardX.
DenardX.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember seeing a blue check on there for some reason. What's the deal with that?
I just don't want to have a blue check, man. That's something that I didn't want to do. I just want to keep it normal like that. And I'm trying to get to 100,000 right now.
You're a man
down on blue check.
You're a man of the people. That's why.
Yes, sir.
Nobody else has blue checks. Why would Denard Roberts? Let's go back to Instagram, though. Yogi Montana asking, what's your most memorable moment playing football? Obviously, a lot of moments at Ann Arbor choose from, too. But what stands out for you overall? Either here or there. It's a tough question.
It is a tough question. But I feel like my most memorable moment would be the next time I have success and Jack was winning.
That's a good answer for this guy. He is a veteran now, right. This guy. How about that? Sebastian Zengis asking your best moment so far with the Jags. So, yes, you're going to look forward, like you just said. But so far, in your 2 years here, what stands out to you?
My first start against Cleveland, I think that was, you know, one of the biggest things for me. I kind of showed guys that I could play running back in the league and I could start and continue to finish the whole game running the ball well. So I think that's one of the big things that stood out for me.
Talk about the group you've got in the running back room. We touched on it earlier, but it does seem to be not only a deep group, but a group that can bring a lot of different things to the table. And anything that position needs to do this year, it seems like there's somebody with the skill set to do it.
Definitely. I think this group probably was it's one of the tough groups that I've been with. And, you know, it's some guys in there. You got TJ, you got Toby, you got Bernard, you got Storm, you got Grant. And all these guys could play. And so when you look to your left and your right, these guys could do some of the things that you could do or you know, even a little better, you know. But It's gonna be a tough group, you know. So you walk in the room and you know it's gonna be competition. But at the end of the day, you gotta look at yourself and just say I'm my own competition. In the mirror, you gotta say I'm my own competition. And you see those guys, and they, in us could be the star running back and be there and every down back, run routes out of the backfield, catch the ball and do different things and block, you know. So it's gonna be a little fun year this year. And I think the lead is coming to where it's two running back lead. You know, we're going to need two running backs to carry to help the team out, keep going, you know.
I've got to ask you, and maybe you'll call out a teammate here. Who's faster, you or Corey Grant? Straight up speed.
I'm a competitor, so I'm always going to go with myself.
Okay. Well.
Have you ever not been the fastest guy on your team?
No, I don't think so.
That goes all the way back to Pee Wee football, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, you ask my Pee Wee coaches, they'll tell you somebody else, but I always went with myself.
Let's go back to social now. 2XA Aaron asking, what do you do before every game? What's your pregame ritual, Denard?
I always pray before the game. I always pray to my brother. It's something that I always did. My brother died when I was younger, and I made a promise to him that I was going to make it one day and make it to the NFL and help my parents. I'll be able to help them. So I always pray to him before every game. And, you know, I hopefully he'll give me some juice. And every time I get like a little cool breeze right before the game, no matter how hot it is outside.
You mentioned your family. You go back to Deerfield Beach a good bit. I know you were back for a camp just a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about the camp first off. And how often do you get back home and see your folks?
I go back home probably three times the off season, probably go down to like probably a week and then go down there for a weekend or two. I had a camp with the Shoelace Foundation. That's I just started at. And, we went down there. We had, probably 300 kids come out and it was a great turnout. It was just something that I always wanted to do, just give back to my community, show them that, you know, people from the same area you grew up in can make it out. You know, I had a couple guys come down, JT, Sip, Thomas Streeter, Jabari Price. We had some guys that was down there, and they came out to show love and help support the camp. And I mean, we showed the campers that, you know, the techniques and stuff like that and help them out. Bernard Pierce was actually down there too. So, you know, having guys go out there and actually show them the techniques and learning from an NFL player is always a great time to do that. I mean, when I was younger, I had that chance to do that, and I never forget that moment. I remember those players like it was, you know, yesterday. So it's always good to go back.
Who were some of those guys when you were a kid then?
You know, Al Harris, all those guys from Blatchila High School, Sesson, Clinton Sesson, all those guys used to come back and show love. And it was Maduga Brothers from Deerfield. Those guys was always the guys that came back and helped out.
Sesson, wasn't he here? He was here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. He had to finish with the head issues at the end. That's right. Yeah. A couple more social questions, and we'll get you out of here. EV183 asking, name your top three music artists.
I'm a big Lil Wayne fan, so I always got to go with Lil Wayne. I mean, I always listened to him since I was younger. Ace Hood, and I'm trying to think of my last one, man.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough to pick three, right?
I have to go with Miguel. Miguel is a good singer. I got to go with a singer. You know, Miguel is always somebody that me and my girlfriend always listen to. So.
John, what's your top three music choices? Is that a compare?
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course. Miguel. Was it Miguel you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that. And I'll come up with a third of Lil Wayne.
Yeah, we'll ask.
Lil Wayne. I mean, that's my.
A little later coming up. We'll finish with this. I don't know if you've followed other running backs in the league this offseason, but the Seahawks running back, right?
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch.
Okay, the Beast Mode.
Beast Mode. One of the great ones in the league, of course. This has something to do with his offseason a little bit. This is from Wolverines_Collector80. If you had to choose a special flavor of chicken wings to put in your sock to eat later,
what
flavor would you choose? Did you hear about this story?
No, I haven't heard about this story.
Well, it's backstory. Marshawn Lynch had a community event, I think, in the Bay Area, mm-hmm. where he was playing kickball with some underprivileged kids. Mm-hmm. There were chicken wings, and he had a couple before the game, put some in his sock during the game, and then ate them after the game from his sock. So
Shatter,
I mean,
didn't even blink when he heard that.
You don't tie your shoes. That's as quirky as you get. He eats chicken wings out of his sock. So what flavor chicken wing would you eat out of your sock?
I'm a buffalo chicken guy, so I think I go buffalo chicken. Hopefully the sauce don't mess up my skin a little bit. Burn it if it's too hot, you know, but I have to go buffalo chicken, man.
You probably have to tie your shoes if you went that route there, right, to keep it.
Yeah, you don't want the chicken wing flying out of your shoes.
I probably have to put napkins in my sock a little bit so I can keep it not, you know, don't put it on my skin and sweat on my chicken. So,
one final football question before we get out. I know you want to get out of here.
Perfect.
But, you know, a new offense, and it's a big change from the previous offense, I assume, for you. What's the biggest reason you're confident in this new offense? What do you like about it? I guess from a overall team perspective and from your perspective,
the running schemes they vary and they do different stuff in the running scheme. And you know, he's not afraid to put a lot of the running back out there and you know use him as a weapon mm-hmm. out there. And I mean, but you
Maybe
know,
this running back, right?
Yeah, but yeah, they're not afraid to put the running back out there and use him as a receiver. And you know, now they're using tight ends more and getting them, you know, into the game a little more. So don't be surprised if you see Julius Thomas and Mercedes Lewis lining up outside, and you got to pick your poison when it comes down to linebacker guarding those two, you know, because it's going to be hard for them to jump up with them and, you know, just be able to range with those guys.
So there was a good feeling coming out of camp among you guys. They all talked about very few mistakes, but you liked it coming out of camp where this offense was.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, You can't really see in OTAs because you don't have football pads on and stuff like that, but you can see the little difference. And, you know, offense, it kind of is like the same every time you get in it. They have just a little bit of, you know, wrinkles in there, and Coach has a couple of wrinkles in there, Coach Ole.
one of the great quarterbacks in college football history and one of the great running backs on the Jaguars roster. TheShoelaceFoundation.org, Denard Robinson with us. Good to see you, man. Yeah,
appreciate it. Definitely.
Always great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Denard Robinson on Jaguars.com. Live, of course, get more in 2015. Become a Jags season ticket member. You'll get access to amazing benefits 365 days a year. Great seating options available for any budget. Visit Jaguars.com/tickets or speak to an account manager today, 633-2000. I wish he'd smile more.
Yeah, it's always neat to talk to Denard. When he got here, you always had the impression of a guy who was a very nice kid who was sort of trying to figure it out, and there was so much on his plate that first year. He had been such a big deal at Michigan, and he's making the adjustment to Jacksonville. So for that first year, it was a little tough to get to know him. And then after a while, you realize that he was this guy. Whenever you approached him in the locker room, just a good guy to be around. I think fans who have met him, I would assume, feel the same way. And good luck to him this year. It's a new role, and I think he can be productive, as he said, making plays, maybe in the sort of role that they originally envisioned for him, playing a little more of that kind of role this year.
It's like you said, it's interesting to see his progression from walking in here as a wide-eyed rookie, even though he went to the big school.
With a lot of pressure that shouldn't have been there as a fifth-round pick. And right. I think overall he's come out of that.
And he had to play right away as a fifth-round pick and produce right away. And the way he's grown up is something special to see. John,
always need to see.
We are done for today.
Oh, we are done.
We've got one more show
next week,
before training camp begins on the field. Looking forward to it.
I am too, JP.
For Denard Robinson, the birthday John Osier boy, for Joe Fortunato, for everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. We'll see you next week. Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.